اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. O Allah, send your blessings on our master Muhammad and on the family of our master Muhammad, as you have sent your blessings on our master Ibrahim and on the family of our master Ibrahim. Indeed, you're full of praise and majesty. O Allah, bless our master Muhammad and our master and the family of our master Muhammad, as you've blessed our master Ibrahim and the family of our master Ibrahim across all the worlds. Indeed, you are full of praise and grace and majesty. This is an amazing dua which comes from an instruction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it comes from a very grand instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima." There is no act of worship in the Quran or anywhere in the hadith where Allah precedes the act of worship by saying, "I do this, so you should do it." Allah doesn't say to us, "I pray, so you should pray." Allah doesn't say to us, "I fast, so you should fast." The verse in the Quran, Allah says, "Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi." Indeed, Allah and His messengers send salutations on the Prophet. O you who believe, send salutations on him and do it a lot, right? And send enormous, endless amount of salutations on him. Now, there's no other act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I fast, for example, so you fast. Allah doesn't say, "I pay zakat, so you should pay zakat." Allah doesn't say, "I do hajj, so you should do hajj." But when it comes to salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah starts by saying, "Inna Allah," indeed Allah. It would have been enough if Allah had said, "Indeed Allah," but He didn't stop there. He said, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu," indeed Allah and His angels. For you to know how great an affair we're about to talk about. And Allah then says, "Indeed Allah and His angels send salutations on the Prophet. O you who believe, send salutations on him." This is a very powerful thing to do. It's a dua that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does this once, Allah does 10 back to them. Some of us, you hear this hadith, but sometimes we don't think deep. What does it mean for Allah Himself to do 10 salawat for you? How can you quantify or qualify Allah's salawat? One of Allah's salawat is enough for the whole world. One. Yet, at each time you send salawat, each time you send salam to the Prophet, Allah gives you back 10 of that. These are the kind of good deeds that you do that you will never know the result until you meet Allah. You will never know the real effect of this until you meet Allah. And it's also so great an action that if you think about the formula, Allah asked us to send salutations on Him. But what do we do when Allah has asked us to do it? We say, "Allahumma salli." We say, "Oh Allah, you do it." Why? Because the reality of salah is something that can really only be done by Allah to His Prophet. It's something so special, so grand. So by you joining in this special love story, you become someone that is enveloped with that mercy. By you joining and saying, Allahumma salli, by you being a means through which those words are uttered, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Oh Allah, please send your salutations, send your blessings, send your mercy, send all of these amazing things to our Master Muhammad. By you being a means of this, you will have so much good in this world and in the hereafter. You will be drawn closer to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he has said, the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who does the most salawat on me. And then the question, how much should we do? How much of this should we do? Well, one of the companions, Ubay ibn Ka'b, he actually asked the same question because Allah said, Allah does this, so do it. He knew this must be something that's not, you know, not something you can just do in a menial way or in a trivial way. So he asked the question, how much should I do, O Messenger of Allah? Should I spend one third? Should I do half? And every time the Prophet Muhammad SAW replied, if you spend one third of your extra time doing salawat on me, it will be good for you, but if you do more, it will be better. Until he said, should I use all of my extra time, all of the time I have extra to do salawat on you? And the Prophet Muhammad SAW said, yes, and that would suffice you. It would suffice you for all your worries, right? So really sending salawat on the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no limit. It's one of those actions that not only is there's no limit, there is also a guarantee of acceptance. It's one of those du'as that you're 100% guaranteed because you're saying, oh Allah, do something that you've promised that you already do, right? There's no escape from this not being answered. Some of the scholars even said that if you say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad and you say I don't want the reward, you still get the reward. It's so special an act, you know, that is, if you make it a habit of doing it as well in the mornings and in the evenings, like 100 times in the morning or 100 times in the evenings and throughout your day, you know, if you make it a habit, then you will see how the reality of the Prophet Muhammad SAW will draw closer to you. If you make it a habit of saying it while you're on your journey to work, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, or just Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sahbihi wasallam. There's so many formulas of this salawat, right? But the key point is, this prayer connects you with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It connects you with someone that Allah loves. It connects you with the mercy to the worlds. It connects you with the source of all good, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Babu Rahmatillahi, the door of God's mercy. So if you're someone that wants a real shortcut to Allah's mercy, increase in your salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And especially as well on Thursday evenings after Maghrib till Friday, right? From Thursday evening after Maghrib to Friday, increasing loads of salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a secret of all friends of Allah. All of them have a formula of sending salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regularly. So if you want to be one of those that will be special with Allah, send salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, send salutations on him and do it a lot. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. There's so many formulas of this dua, but the key point is that you're asking Allah to send salutations, to send blessings on His Prophet. Whichever of these formulas you choose, you're guaranteed to attain closeness and proximity to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thereby attaining God's love. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.